A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth in the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to them, "All these I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The genius, the purpose of the incarnation is to become a remedy for the fall of which we will hear of in the first reading, the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden. Jesus' complete obedience offers an escape from the ultimate consequence of spiritual death, which comes through Adam and Eve's disobedience. But in order for this to happen, it must truly be said that Jesus Christ experienced everything except sin, the effects of sin, the temptations to sin, most decidedly. But he is the sinless one, and sin could not exist within him. And so we see the devil taking a shot at him. Even the wisdom, or I should say, the knowledge of Satan, because there's really no wisdom in him. He wouldn't be where he was and is if he was wise. Even that is not capable of plummeting the depths of the incarnation. So he takes a turn at Jesus. He presents to him all the basic temptations that humans are subject to. Lust. Lust of the eyes. Pride, the urge to be comfortable at all times and all costs, be in dominion and subject others to you. All of these things are presented to the God-man. Satan fails miserably, but he says he waits for another time. That I believe the temptations against Jesus were presented to him on a regular, constant basis. Satan doesn't give up as long as there is a chance. And he didn't realize who he was dealing with. He didn't realize that the very temptation he was offering to Jesus was a part of the Father's plan for his Son. So that indeed Jesus would be an example of how we handle temptation. Satan quotes scripture, but Satan uses scripture, and many can use the things of God for their own purpose, perverting them, turning them around. That ultimately is the root of sin, a taking of some good and perverting it. The taking of some natural beauty or opportunity to do good and using it for ourselves. It is a turning in on ourselves, and Jesus, the one who offers himself for the life of the world, is nothing if he is not outreaching, centered on the will of his Father and not himself. The temptations to Jesus were real. If we say they are not, then we are denying his full humanity and the reality of the incarnation. And if the reincarnation does not hold fast in its fullness, then you and I are not saved. For it took a God-man to remedy the fall of our ancestors in the garden. Listen well to the temptations of Satan and see how they are present in our own lives. The desire to appear important in the eyes of others. The desire to manipulate our environment for our greatest comfort. The subjection to the senses, to the cravings of the body. All of these things come part and parcel with our inheritance from the garden. Our fallen human nature, concupiscence, the church calls it, demands that we have a remedy constantly. But we must therefore constantly apply that remedy through prayer, through fasting, through almsgiving, through reading the Word of God, following the God-man Jesus Christ, who is the template for man, who is the one who shows us what it is to be truly and fully a human being. Amen.